listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org.
I'm Nick Spitzer. We're rolling out New Orleans Creole and Cajun Francite and Soul. Starting with Fats Domino in 1950, it's Hey La Ba Boogie from the Crescent City on American Roots. Herb Hardesty's tenor there, taking the lead, backing the Fat Man on piano for Hey La Ba Boogie. Also later this hour, we've got a live set from the Savoir Dusse Cajun Band at the French Market. Coming right up, the biggest jazz hit in Creole French, C'est l'autre cancan, it's the other gossip, as sung and played by trombonist Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band, 1944 on American Roots. Back to you, Fats.
This is American Roots from New Orleans. And if you like the music, tell all your friends. But if you don't like the music, don't tell nobody.
Ça t'a fait fait, puis laquelle a commencé, tout par le genre, tout par le monde, Madame Pédo, tout plein cancan, c'est l'autre cancan.
Hey, dame,
on a dit que les bons,
hey, dame,
il va l'aimer vous,
hey, dame,
Madame Pédo, tout plein cancan. Pas bon, Madame Pédo, tout plein cancan. Tout parlons Jean, tout parlons mort. Madame Pédo, tout plein cancan. C'est l'autre cancan.
Hey, dame,
on l'a dit très bonne.
Hey, dame,
je parle à mes vous.
Hey, dame,
Madame Pédo, tout plein cancan.
Thank you. the Audubon Zoo, and they all ask for you. They all ask for you.
For who?
Well, they even inquired about you. I went on down to the Audubon Zoo, and they all ask for you. The monkey's ass, the tiger's ass, and the elephant ass.
With a childhood song that some sang in Creole French as Yé tout mandé pour toi. The Meters updated it as They All Asked for You. While messing around in Alan Toussaint's studio in 1975, recording the LP Fire on the Bayou. Kind of running the dozens for the lovely lady. Became a definitive tune for the Meters. Art Neville keys, Charles Neville sax, Zigaboo Modelis drums, and Leo Nocentelli guitar. We're about to go so far west in South Louisiana that we are crossing into Texas. Beaumont, Texas, 1949. Clarence Carlos' breakout bluesy Zydeco song that hit number 7 on the Billboard R&B charts. It's Bon Temps Roulé on American Roots.
You see me there, well, I ain't no fool. I'm one smart Frenchman, never been to school. Wanna get somewhere in a Creole town? You stop and let me show you your way around. You let the bon ton roulé, you let the mule. But she's got ways like the old crawfish. She don't do nothing but racing all night. But when it comes to loving, she's a much all right. We let the bon ton roule. We let the mule poule. Now don't you be no poule. We let the bon ton roule. You want to have yourself some real fine fun? Go down in Louisiana and you get you one. You find them cutting cane all down the line. I've got a cotton picker, she's a really fine. We let the bon ton roule. We let the mule poule. Now don't you be no poule. We let the bon ton roule. Country to the Zydeco and let the bon ton roule and let the mule poule. Now don't you be no poule. You let the bon ton roule.
Tu me comptes démontrer. Ça casse mon cœur, cher petit. Chaque bris, c'est pas l'autre. Un bon amour est dur à trouver. Et j'ai trouvé dans la mauvaise brouillard. Tous les jours, c'est pas la même. Et où t'as été hier au soir, bon? When you tell me lies, it breaks my heart, sugar babe. All that shines is not gold. Good love is hard to hold. And I found out in the worst way, every day is not the same. So where were you last night, boy? Thank you. l'aime quand même, cher petit. Oh, t'es pas bon, mais je l'aime quand même. Don't you lie to me, baby.
Ton radio, babe. This is American Roots.
And all sweat on me.
Soir d'Ennuyon, Another Lonely Night, a signature song from Belton Richard, the late Cajun accordion hero, singer, and beer delivery man from Rayne, Louisiana. Belton started on accordion at age 7 and had a band by 12. He later led the musical Aces. Before that, our recording of the late Carol Fran, a National Heritage Fellow on piano and vocals with Tous les jours, c'est pas la même. Every day is not the same. Carol Fran from Lafayette was long a chanteuse, performing from Bourbon Street to Tijuana. She passed away September 1, 2021 at 87 years old. And we are back in Un Moment avec a live set in New Orleans French Market with the Savoir Doucet Cajun Band when American Roots revient back.
With Area Voices, we're trying to discover what makes an artist an artist, what drives them, what inspires them, and most importantly, why it's important to keep creating.
Theater, in particular, is an art form that sort of asks for people to test the borders and find out what people are excited about and what people are interested in, but also to challenge audience members.
I think every artist wants to show a feeling of some sort. I think, you know, a lot of people say, oh, art, I don't know anything about it. It's not my thing, and I can't critique something because I don't know anything about it. I think that's wrong. I think you're either touched by a work of art or you're not. You like it or you don't like it. And I think when somebody paints with passion, That's what they're trying to convey, is a mood, a feeling.
Tune in Wednesdays on The Morning Show to hear more Area Voices.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. The San Juan Dulce Cajun Band has been playing together since 1977. The band includes husband and wife Mark and Anne Savoy on accordion and guitar respectively, and Michael Dulce of Beausoleil on fiddle. The trio has presented traditional Cajun music at Louisiana dance halls, major music festivals, and presidential inaugurations. They recently played a Cajun dance party in New Orleans' French Market for the National Treasures Tour of Culture Bearers in National Parks. I sat down back home with the Savoys and Michael Dulce to talk about the band and their relationship as friends, family, and musicians. First, I asked Mark Savoy about his choice to continue family traditions of making and playing accordions.
I didn't have any choice. Look at that guy up there, my great-grandpa staring down at me. If I would have done anything differently, I'm afraid I would have had my toes pulled that night. His ghost would have come here and said, "You better wake up, young man. Get with the program." I fell in love with it from the day I heard it. Simple as that. I want to see what I can do to perpetuate this thing and make sure that, at least in my family, I can have some kind of effect.
You don't just play the music, though. You make the instrument. You make the accordion. I mean, you could have just been a carpenter out doing other things, or working in wood some other way.
Well, there's a difference, too. You really have to understand how to play it to know what to expect from it. How can you cook a good gumbo if you don't know what it tastes like?
And say a little bit about where you're from and how you end up here playing Louisiana French music.
I'm from Richmond, Virginia. And one night I was in my apartment in Richmond and somebody called up and said, "You have to come over and see these films by Les Blanc." So I went over to look at them, and I was a French major in college, and saw those films, and I was like, "What is this? These are French-speaking people in America, and I'm a French major, and no one ever told me they were there in Louisiana." So my boyfriend and I, at the time, went up to Wolf Trap, and I met Mark Savoy, and I was introduced to him by my Cajun friend in Richmond, Linda Marie. She said, "You're going to love Mark. You have to meet him." And I did love him. I actually fell madly in love with him that day. It was the weirdest thing. He was like no one I'd ever met, and yet we connected so much. It was like our value system, the love of French, the music he was playing blew me away totally. And I was a photographer and a musician. I thought, I must go there. French music, documentation. That was in 1976. And I went, and I never wanted to come home.
So as a non-native Louisianian and not a Cajun, how is it playing with Mark?
I didn't come here to play music. Mark would go, "Sing, Ann, play the guitar, somebody play." He'd bring me to these all-men suppers. And it was like the women were looking at me out of the corner of their eye. They were all in the kitchen, and I was out there playing the guitar for all the men. And they'd be cooking like squirrels floating in giant pots with squirrel heads and brains in the pots. And, you know, here I am from Richmond, Virginia, and I was looking at that going, wow. And I was definitely in an all-man's world. But, you know, Mark was just like, come with me. He'd take me into all-men's bars, and it was fascinating. I was smitten immediately.
Hey, toi, Timon, moi, je connais hier au soir. T'es parti d'où moi j'étais pour rejoindre un joli cœur.
I spoke with old friend fiddler and vocalist Michael Dulce about his role in the Savoy Dulce Band as the only non-family member.
The kids knew me as Uncle growing up, and they were just little termites, you know. They had a barbecue or a meal at Mark's house, so he asked me to go. And then Ann and I were playing. He said, come in, play the song. So we played the song, and Chris was walking around with his tape recorder. Mm-hmm. That's how Salva Dulce began. Mm-hmm. We were on the same level as far as musical-wise. I mean, we understood this old music and where it was and what could it be, where it could be, et cetera. So we had a great time, and we played house parties. We played inaugurals. We played Clinton's second inaugural. We played in Europe. I mean, it's a great group. And for me, I loved it because it grounded me to do, as we say, if there's such a thing as pure traditional, but traditional root music.
Yeah. But you could be creative with the tradition because, I mean, yes. It's being made every time you play.
Right, right, exactly.
So you can keep moving forward into a future of playing.
I mean, okay, there's no pressure, right? Like Mark says, well, Michael, you get the lesson before you get the test. Hmm. Or you get the test before you get the lesson, in this case. So,
well, he is the senior figure.
He is the senior, and you had to go through Mark anyway,
right.
In this culture. You had to know Mark. You had to introduce yourself to Mark to be part of this culture back in the 70s.
Years together, how is it to make music together still?
It's weird because we have traveled the world over, the Savoy Dulce band together, and I think Michael said it best one time. He said, you know, we could be in Berlin. We played at the Berlin Jazz Festival, the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London, all over the world. And he said, I could look across at any of them and it's like, we know each other so well. We're such old friends, you know, and it's just like a feeling of comfort. It's just like, whatever. We might be in front of the Queen of England, but we are what we are. We do what we do. It never ends being, you know, dynamic and special and magical for any of us.
You have over the years felt critical of some of the directions Cajun culture has taken.
Well, of course.
And not just Americanization, but just, you know, maybe people ignoring things in tradition that you would revere. But you're kind of a progressive about the tradition. So what do you see as the future of Cajun music now? There's a new generation playing. What's your sense of the future of the musical cultures and culture in general from South Louisiana?
Well, as long as there's music, as long as the music plays from the heart, from the right reasons, there's nothing to even talk or criticize. The thing about what's happening now, there's fewer and fewer of this direct lineage. Now our lineages for new players, it's simple. It's called YouTube. You know what I mean? So you don't have that personal relationship. And it's not like I want to be a Cajun kind of camp. When we were doing that, we did interviews in those areas.
Yeah, and Dennis. You visited people at their house.
You said
all
it.
The time.
What was the magic
practice
word?
Practice with them.
Visit. So it was a one-to-one personal contact. And I think that's what's missing. Now you have young kids who get together a different way, and that's good. So I am completely open. I feel so good now because I do not carry this culture on my shoulders anymore. Mm-hmm. I was lucky. I was there early. I did what I had to do, made some changes, changed my world, changed people. But it's not, I don't feel that responsibility anymore. It's like we've been, Mark and I have been pushing this thing over the hill, and Ann too, that we pushed this thing as far as we could. And you kind of have to let it go after a while. I think people have enough knowledge, enough feelings, enough ancestry that they will be interested in there and start listening to these tapes one day. And all of a sudden it'll be there, and they say, wow, how beautiful and simple that music was. That's all I hope. Oh, mes jolies filles, mi encore veuve, t'es comme Zogatin, tous les samedis au mignon. Je prête espérer, mais toi t'es à la, oh, mes gadidas.
pour manger tout ce que t'as. Mon amour, mais tout ta faim.
You go to New Orleans, you play a show, you travel the world, play shows, you go to local dance halls and you know, all around southern Louisiana. What's it like to just be back home and think about all the things that you've done and enjoy yourself here with the family?
Well, I'll answer it first because I'm doing a little project writing down everywhere we've been, just thinking I've gone through all my journals, and I'm almost frightened to see all the tours we have done. It's crazy and all the amazing stuff. And but you know, ultimately what really matters, I think that this home has been a you know, we're living in Mark's grandfather's house, built from parts of his great grandfather's house. His family's been on this land for 7 generations. I think that this is great, having a rooted center to come back to. This is our real life. And our love of our family, our music, our parties in our yard, our jam sessions, everything here is where we are grounded. So I think that this is our heart, and we just go out from there.
I have nothing more to add to that. She nailed it there.
Savoie Douce Cajun Band with Anne Savoie singing La Bonne Vie. Coming up, we'll hear their performance in New Orleans for the National Treasures Tour of Culture Bears in National Parks in a minute when American Roots returns.
My name is Mark Bjornrud, and I am now from right here in Bemidji, Minnesota, originally from the Iron Range over in Embarrass, Minnesota. Sitting and listening to Green Cheese, I felt like I was at home. All of the characters and the people that I grew up with on the radio right now and calling in. Like, I don't know any of these people, but I do know all of these people.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I wanted to answer the question about the haiku and syllable pattern.
Yes.
Can I give a shout out to the Akio Islanders if they're listening tonight?
Sure thing. Let's find out if they are listening.
Hi, I'm calling about the AC/DC albums.
Yeah.
I've got Dirty Deeds Thunder Cheap.
Keep people-powered radio going with your membership now. Donate at KAXC.org. Thank you for your support.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots. We're live at the French Market in New Orleans with the Savoir Doucet Cajun Band for the National Council for the Traditional Arts National Treasures Tour of Culture Bears in National Parks, a showcase of NEA Heritage Fellows from Louisiana's Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve. Marc and Anne Savoir and Michael Doucet. We're joined by Marc and Anne's son, tour organizer Joel Savoir on fiddle, for Your Papa Threw Me Out. Let's go to the stage.
It's so great to see you all out here tonight. What a beautiful evening in New Orleans. We're thrilled to be here and kind of excited. I'm up on the stage here with two National Heritage Award winners, Mark and Michael. It's a celebration of this wonderful program the government has. But actually, this band is called the Savoir Doucet Cajun Band. We toured from like 1979 to now.
Thank you. Something's burning. Something's burning.
Okay, everybody, it's been so great having you. We're going to do one more song for you. What star up in the sky is you, honey? I want to know.
Say Cajun Band.
Thank you.
Mark and Anne Savoie, your son down there, Joel and Michael Duce.
The Savoie Duce Cajun Band waltzing, two-stepping, and boogieing in the old French market of New Orleans. American Roots is produced in collaboration with Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts. Our program is supported by the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. Thanks to Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, as well as Laura Bottinelli, Joel Savoie, April Goltz, and Jontavious Brickhouse from the National Council for the Traditional Arts. Sound recordist was Colleen Arnerich. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX.
This is People Powered KAXE, where you get deep dives into the nature of northern Minnesota. And sometimes you get some advice.
As the season of fall is coming to a close, please consider not getting rid of all your leaves that have fallen in your yard. Leaves that litter our yards provide hiding spaces and insulation in the winter for insects and a host of small animals. Also in the spring, leaves start breaking down, releasing nitrogen and other nutrients back into the soil, making a natural fertilizer. This concludes the Phonology Report. Have a great week and be observant.
You can learn and stay curious by listening to the brand new season